This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And it's believed there are about 200 detainees currently at Guantanamo, the detention center that Barack Obama claims he will close, but hasn't yet. Many have been released, and some go back to their home countries and are never heard from again. Some, we've reported on this program, have actually been implicated in terrorist incidents in places like Yemen. Some end up in court. But it's the rare ex-Guantanamo Bay detainee who ends up on stage.
Prisoner 661. 4 a.m., hand over your blanket.
They try to keep their hand clean, but they send me to Egypt for torture. I've been beaten, electric shock, every second.
That's the voice of Mamdou Habib, who's a former Guantanamo Bay detainee, performing part of his monologue in Waiting for Mamdou. It's a show that opens in Sydney, Australia, in a few hours, actually tonight, Sydney time. Phil Mercer, BBC Sydney correspondent, joins us from Sydney, Australia. Phil, you've seen this show as a way of conveying to the world what went on in Guantanamo. How well does this detainee, Mamdou, do?
Well, he does pretty well, given that he's not a trained actor, and he's trying really to express what he says are the awful conditions he endured after being arrested in Pakistan a month after the 9/11 attacks. He said he was sent to Egypt, where he endured, in his words, some horrific torture. He saw people murdered in front of his own eyes before being taken to Guantanamo Bay in Cuba in May of 2002. And Mamdou Habib's aim in all of this is really to show the Australian people exactly what happened to him and, in his opinion, what part the Australian government has played in what he's described as a global conspiracy to erode human rights.
And, of course, the themes that come up in this show are, of course, the treatment, the torture at the hands of international authorities. He was a victim of rendition, isn't that correct?
Yes, that's right. This play was co-written by Mamdou Habib, but also explores his wife Maha's troubled experiences in Australia. They claim they were raided several times by Australian security agencies. And since Mamdou Habib's released from Guantanamo Bay in the early part of 2005, he was repatriated to Australia. He is an Australian citizen. He was born in Egypt, moved here in 1980. And since his release, he claims that he's under constant surveillance by the Australian authorities. We've yet to hear from the Australian government about those allegations, but safe to say that these claims by Mamdou Habib have been enthralling audiences during opening night here in Sydney.
And certainly Mamdou Habib has had plenty to say about his adopted country, Australia. Listen.
The public in Australia, they very naive people. People doesn't believe what's going on. We talk about democracy. We were talking about the freedom. We talked about human rights. We don't have that. People have to know the truth.
Does this show by this former Guantanamo Bay detainee deliver truth, or is it more entertainment?
Well, it's not something you would necessarily take your children to see.
Right.
It is quite a gripping account. And what the producers say, they want to transport people in a very small way to Guantanamo Bay. And in terms of entertainment, well, it's probably more education, but certainly pretty hard-hitting.
Well, enthralling and hard-hitting, according to Phil Mercer, BBC Sydney correspondent, talking about the premiere of Waiting for Mamdou. It's a show, a monologue by an ex-Guantanamo Bay detainee that opens tonight in Sydney, Australia. Thanks, Phil.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.